Hello.
Hello. Yes, good afternoon. My name is Tony, calling from Florida International University, and we're conducting a survey on residents' perception of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. Okay, let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, a townhome, apartment, condominium, or manufactured or mobile home?
Single-family home.
Okay, a single-family home. Okay, sir, and do you own or rent your home?
Own.
Okay. All right, sir, can you please tell me in what year was your home built?
1968.
Okay. Okay, and have any upgrade modifications have been made to the property?
Yeah, new house, new roof, new windows, new doors.
So, doors, like it's structural upgrades, right?
Yep.
Okay, what about drainage and impact windows?
Yep, hurricane category 4 windows.
Okay, all right. Okay, sir, and how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
40.
40 years, okay.
Almost 38.
Okay, and have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following, like a tropical storm, a Category 1 hurricane, Category 2, Category 3, Category 4, or Category 5 hurricane?
Yes.
Which one?
Tropical storms and a Category 1 or 2 hurricane.
Okay, 1 or 2, okay. All right. Okay, sir, and do you remember a year or the name of a tropical storm?
One was Irma.
Okay, Irma. Okay, category 1 hurricane?
Yeah, that was
you
Irma.
Can remember.
Irma.
That was Irma. Okay, Irma. What about the category 2? If you can remember the year or the name.
It was a 2 and it turned into a 1. I think it was only a 1.
So only a 1. Okay, let me go back and change that. Because it gave me 2 options. Okay, so just a category 1, no tropical storm?
Yeah, a bunch of tropical storms, probably 10 different tropical storms.
Okay, we'll just go with the category 1. Okay, so it was just Irma, right?
Yeah.
Irma. All right. Okay, sir, and have you or any adults in the household lived in a home, you know, physically damaged by a hurricane?
No.
Okay, no. All right, and how vulnerable do you feel to damage from hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat, or not too vulnerable?
Not too vulnerable.
Okay. And if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? Would you put up hurricane shutters, like board up the home, buy supplies and equipment, evacuate, call the insurance company, drive to home or relative, friend, or, you know, in the area, or would not make any preparations? Your home is already prepared.
Just buy some food and supplies.
Okay, so buy supplies, okay? All right. All right, sir, and when would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watches the issue, like hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. When hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours, or your home is already prepared and could be secure within a few hours.
Yeah, we're already secure.
Okay. All right, sir, considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household we have, you know, all the information needed to protect yourselves, you know, and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat, or not certain at all?
Very certain.
Very certain. Okay. All right, sir. Please select your top 3 sources of information. Would that be internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspapers, print media? Friends and family, social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, or WhatsApp?
TV.
TV, what else?
That's all. The TV news.
TV news. Okay, so now what about newspapers and print media, radio?
Maybe the radio.
radio, okay? And so no other one, right? Just that?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, thank you. All right, sir, now on a scale from 1 to 5, you know, with 1 being the least prepared, 5 being the most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
5.
A 5. And have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? Cost of insurance, transportation costs, cost of childcare, loss of income or employment, cost of food and other essentials, cost of housing, property or property taxes, or none of the above has affected your hurricane preparedness?
None of the above.
Okay. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No.
So neither, right? Nor flood or evacuation. Okay?
No flood, all right, no evacuation.
Okay, when would you evacuate? If a hurricane watches issue, like hurricane conditions are possible 48 hours, if a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected 36 hours. If a category 3 hurricane or a stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, or, you know, if the emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never.
Never.
Never. Okay. All right, sir. If you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to a house of a nearby friend or family, another location within the state, as far as possible to another state, or you would not leave under any circumstances?
I would not leave.
Okay. All right, sir. And how many vehicles are available in your household?
2.
2? Okay. And, what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy, if you know it?
I don't know it. I don't know it. 20,000. I really don't know it.
Okay, sir. Now, how confident are you that you could come out, like, with, you know, $2,000 of unexpected hurricane damage? Would that be, I am certain I could come out with, you know, with a full $2,000. I could probably come out with $2,000. I could probably not come out with $2,000. Or I am certain I could not come out with $2,000.
I could probably come out with it.
Okay. All right, sir. Now, has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? That means decrease significantly over 10%, decrease somewhat over 1 to 10%, or remain the same, or increase somewhat 1 to 10%, or increase significantly over 10%?
Increase significantly over 10%.
Okay, what about 1 to 3 years ago?
Increase significantly.
Okay, 3 to 5.
Increase significantly.
And 5 to 10.
Increase significantly.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. So, and as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Did you change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, decrease coverage, or nothing? Continue paying higher price?
To increase my deductible and try to cut some other costs.
Okay. All right. All right. So, and if you... if you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? Would that be 100% I want to be insured for the full replacement value, or 80% to less than 100, 60% to less than 80%, or less than 60%?
I would say less than 80.
Less, okay. 60 to less than 80, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, sir. And which of the following could you consider taking, you know, if insurance costs and homeownership costs were continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, or moving to another state, or you would not move from your home?
I would not move.
Okay. All right, sir. In recent years, there has been a trend among, you know, homeowners who have paid off their mortgage, you know, to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider if your mortgage was paid off? Yes, no, or I already dropped my insurance?
Yes, I would try.
You would try, okay. All right, sir, if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs. Would that be federal government, state government, local government, or government should not be involved in any recovery efforts?
I don't think the government should be involved.
Okay, not involved. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, on a scale from 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that the local building codes are being enforced? 1 is no confidence, 3 reasonable, 5, but you can use any number from 1 through 5.
3.
Okay, what about the local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
3.
Do the new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
1.
1. Do the new developments take into account flood risk?
1.
And that the building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss?
1.
1. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, sir. We almost finished with this survey, okay? I only have a few more questions to go, and we should be done. I really thank you for your time, okay? I need to, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida? And do you think your property or finances will be affected?
No.
Okay, so yes, you believe, but you don't think your property will be affected, right?
Correct.
Okay, I will, but do not know if I will be affected. I believe it's happening, but I will not be affected, that one. Okay, and if the government were to take actions on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Would they, should they increase income taxes, increase property taxes, increase both income and property taxes?
None. No tax raise.
Okay, so no action should be taken, right? Okay.
No.
Okay, so Florida, most of Florida's coastal area, has a very low elevation, under 10 meters, 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, or slightly concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Not at all concerned. Okay. When you purchase your home, which characteristics were the most important? Would that be neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to another family, proximity to job? You can pick 3 of those to be the most, your characteristics, the most important ones.
Flood zone, job, and neighborhood.
Neighborhood, and you said proximity to job, right? Okay.
And job, yeah.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay, now how long do you plan on living in your current address? Would you say less than 1 year, between 1 to 3, 3 to 5, 5 to 10, 10 to 20, or more than 20 years?
More than 20 years.
More than 20
I
years.
Hope.
All right, sir. And okay. Finally, I just have a few general background questions and we'll be finished. Okay. Could you please tell me your age? Are you 18 to 34, 35 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 or older?
55 to 64.
Okay. And what is your gender?
Male.
Okay, thank you. And including yourself, how many people live in your household?
2.
2, and any are under 12 years old?
No.
What about our 65 and older, just you?
1, my wife's 65.
Just 1, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, sir. Now, what is your marital status? A single, never been married, married with living with a partner, widow, divorced, or separated?
Married, living with partner.
Okay. And what is the highest grade of school you completed by an adult member of your household?
12th grade.
Okay. High school, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir, now, are you Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Okay, and what is your, what racial groups do you identify yourself with?
Caucasian.
All right. And what language is most often spoken in your home?
American, English.
English, okay? All right, sir, last question. Please tell me which of the income ranges, you know, is your house, or under 20,000, 20 to 30, 30 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, or over $100,000 a year?
30 to 50.
30 to 50. All right, sir, with this concludes our survey. I really thank you and appreciate your time, okay? You have a great evening, sir.
You too, sir. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.